about the Resource Access Center raised a question about how would we maintain the operations. And there is a there is some history in the county of major projects for which there wasn't sufficient funding for operations. By moving $1 million to ongoing, we were able to solve that problem, which puts this whole project on solid footing. The other thing I want to acknowledge is that Eric and Ken deserve probably a Purple Heart for all the work they've done in trying to come up with multiple backup financing strategies. And the reason they've worked so tirelessly is that until recently, there was a significant cloud over the River District, and that was the challenge to the amendments to the River District plan. So we've had to look at a number of ways that we could get to the finish line, but again, I want to acknowledge the mayor's leadership in bringing about a resolution of the dispute involving the River District, which gives us a clean shot. And it is our hope, Mayor, that we can break ground as late as early as the end of October. And then we're looking, I think, about a two-year construction timeline. By my last count, there are only four cranes in the air in Portland. So by adding another crane to the air, by putting dozens of workers to work on this project, and by moving forward on what is the centerpiece of our 10-year plan to end homelessness, this is a very happy day. And I want to thank particularly Ken and Eric for all their hard work to get us here, and for Margaret for being steadfast in delivering on this vision.
Commissioner, I love that idea of a fiscal Purple Heart. That would be.
I'd have quite a few of them, I think.
Would you have to be injured for that?
We could go retroactive.
Oh, or avoid injury of others. Well, Commissioner Fish, you've done a fantastic job since becoming Housing Commissioner of keeping this project going, both taking over a project that you inherited, applying a lot of rigor, a lot of scrutiny, but also at the same time and improving it, and at the same time keeping it going. So I want to acknowledge that we're here today because of your efforts, and it's fantastic. This community has needed this, has asked for this for what, over?
Many years.
Almost 10 years, so congratulations.
And by the way, it's not, I mean, one thing I also want to be clear is this is not the panacea that some present. This will not end homelessness. This will not solve all the problems on the streets. But this will put us as a city at the forefront of national efforts to provide pathways to self-sufficiency, places for people to congregate during the day, services, and even things like lockers and showers and other basic necessities of life. And it will be a LEED Platinum building.
That's amazing.
So it will be a signature in our skyline.
So I know we're voting on this next week, but it bears repeating several times. Thank you very much for all your work. Commissioner Fish has been completely diligent and focused on this since I came into this building in January. You've been working on it so hard. Mayor Adams, and your work in resolving the appeal on the Urban Renewal District. This has been a very hard-fought battle, and it's very encouraging, and I'm happy to see that this is happening today and just in awe of the work that's been done.
Thank you very much, Commissioner.
I agree with everything that's been said.
Thank you all very much. Anyone wishes to testify on Council Calendar Item Non-Emergency Ordinance 1316?
No one signed up.
All right. 1316 moves to next week for council vote. Can you please read the title for purchasing report, Council Calendar Item 1317?
Accept bid of Stettler Supply Company for the Marine Drive Pump Station upgrade for $507,400.
Good morning. Welcome back. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Mayor. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, before you is the purchasing agent report recommending a contract award to the low bidder in the amount of $507,400. The Bureau of Environmental Services and Purchases identified 11 divisions of work for potential minority women and emerging small business participation. MWSB participation on this project is at 18.6%, performing work in asphalt paving, excavation, painting, fencing, and landscaping. David Hammond is here from BES if you have any technical questions about the project.
And for the record?
Christine Moody, Bureau of Purchases.
Any questions for Christine? Thank you. Anyone in the room wish to testify on Council Calendar Item Purchasing Report 1317? Do I hear a motion to accept?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the purchasing report. Sue, would you please call the roll?
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I want to note that I appreciate the Bureau of Environmental Services continuing to provide leadership in building and maintaining our basic infrastructure, including our sewer system. Aye.
Fish? Adams?
Aye. 1317 is approved. Can you please read the title for Council Calendar Item 1318?
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Clean Water Services for funding the design and construction of a portion of the South Fork of Ash Creek Parallel Trunk Sewer Project.
Good morning. Welcome to the City Council.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm representing the Bureau of Environmental Services. And today we have an intergovernmental agreement to authorize construction of some sewer infrastructure that is along the border between us and Clean Water Services Service District. I don't know if there are any questions.
Any questions from council? Anyone wish to testify on council calendar item number 1318? This is a non-emergency ordinance and moves to next week for consideration. Can you please read the title, Sue, for council calendar item 1319?
Authorize a contract with Brown and Caldwell for engineering services for the design of the Ankeny Pump Station upgrade, project number E07833.
Sir.
Scott Gibson, once again representing the Bureau of Environmental Services. And we recently completed a procurement of design services for the next phase of rehabilitation of the Ankeny Pump Station on Waterfront Park. Brown and Caldwell was selected for that work, and the estimated cost is $1.18 million. There were three subconsulting firms hired for 38% of the contract amount. All three of the firms were either emerging small businesses or minority firms, and two of the three were minority firms.
Questions from council? Comment from council?
I just wanted to thank you, Scott, for your continued assistance to my staff in answering all of our questions on these multiple sewer projects, which are very well done.
Thank you.
Anyone in the room wish to testify on council calendar item non-emergency ordinance 1319? All right, this moves to a second reading next week. We stand recessed until 6 p.m.
Can we just do that?
Yeah. And then I'll come right over to yours. I promise.
That's all right.
I promise.